This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can join us here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got Discord. There are on-air call-in line rooms on our Discord server. Discord's a chat server, and it's there 24 hours a day. But if you want to call into the show, when we're live, if you join those call-in line rooms, then we will jump in there with you, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about Cody Wilson. I was almost going to say Ross Ulbricht. We're going to cover him in just a moment. But Cody Wilson, who is, in my opinion, a libertarian hero. He's the creator of the Liberator, which is the world's first 3D printable gun. That made him sort of an international enemy of governments around the world, including the United States government, because, you know, you'd think gun freedom in the United States. Well, the government, of course, doesn't like gun freedom as much as some of them pander
to the
idea.
Governments don't like gun freedom.
Yeah, they certainly don't like the idea that you might have a gun that they don't know that you have. Right? Because the government in the United States, they kind of have to let you have guns in most places, although there's exemptions in awful big cities like Chicago and elsewhere. But you kind of have to be able to have a gun. It's, you know, if you jump through enough hoops, they got to kind of allow that. But they still want to know who you are, where you live, what kind of guns you have, where you're storing them, blah, 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 and all this.
The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed
except blah,
these 20,000 gun laws we've got in this country.
Yeah, and that's an old number. That's from like two decades ago.
Yeah.
So who knows what the number is these days. So then you got Cody Wilson come along with not only 3D printable guns, but then he manufactures the Ghost Gunner, which, by the way, when we were at his factory a year ago, they were so backed up with orders, they were like months behind, a couple months behind in being able to fulfill orders that were coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So like the demand for these things is very, very high. They're flying off the shelves, basically, the Ghost Gunner, which is a machine that's a very small CNC machine that you can basically hit a button and create a gun from scratch. I'm summarizing what it does, but that's my understanding. It makes it as easy as possible to make a fully functioning metal, you know, out of metal kind of gun.
Right. No serial numbers.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the best way to describe it. You can make a gun that the government has never heard of.
Correct. And then you can make more.
Yeah.
You can make one, and then you can make 10, and then
right
you can
now,
make 20.
The estimates are that there are between one and two guns for every American. So
already today.
Between 300 and 600 million guns in this country. And that doesn't include, like, how in the world could you include numbers for guns that don't have serial numbers?
I'm going to bring AJ on the line here, calling from a Michigan prison. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Oh, did we lose him? You know what? I think he called in the middle of our break, and they only get 10-minute calls.
Well,
so, oh, no, the phone is muted. That was my bad. Somebody muted the phones. You're here. We got you. Go ahead.
Okay, good evening, Free Talk. A couple things I want to comment on. One, I truly believe the federal government is targeting Cody Wilson as they did Ross Ulbricht. And it's important that we read between the lines. In other words, there's circumstantial evidence right now that the federal government is clearly involved. This is a Texas, this is a state case. This has nothing to do with the federal government.
Right.
But on top of that, they knew all of his whereabouts. A, because they've been tracking him. B, because I believe they set him up. Because the government has the power to do that, and then they make it look like the state did it, and then they make it look like the counselor was the one involved. Now, here's an important thing to recognize. That passport that he had, there's a legal procedure in this country and all around the world for extradition. If a person is facing extradition, there's a procedure for it.
Mm-hmm.
However, the federal government, because they're criminals, the criminal justice system in the federal government, that's why they call it criminal federal justice system, is basically revoked his passport, which is illegal to do, number one.
No, it's not. It's their passport.
It is, but they're circumventing the law, just like they've done on the
treaties. How do you know?
They
can do whatever they want to do. I mean, I'm sure there's a provision in the law that says they can revoke this for any reason they want to, any old time they want to. It's theirs.
Sure, and we have extradition treaties. When they circumvent the law, when a government that's supposed to be as free as the United States, circumvents the law with this activity, that just goes to show you how criminal they are. Because
I agree with you.
I'm not saying that it's not immoral. Like, the idea that you have to stay on the one little polygon on the map that you happen to be born on, and that if you step out of it, you need the papers, mm-hmm. that the papers, honestly, that have been pushed by the United States State Department. You know, the idea that freedom to travel is something that the United States government gives a flip about is outrageous. I don't like to use terms like illegal, because that's just giving the power to the criminal attorney industrial complex out there.
Right. And again, the government has clearly weaponized the criminal justice system, just like they did with Ross Ulbricht. I've been studying his case for the last 2 days. I spent about 2 or 3 hours on it, and I can see all the stuff that happened on him. And the bottom line is, it's the same thing they're going to do to Cody Wilson, because that's what they've done. You know, we the United States people are the problem. We've allowed the government to do whatever they want. We're scared
that's
to
true.
Death to do anything in this
that's
country.
True.
And the key is, we've allowed them to run wild with all these laws. They got a law for everything. If you get pulled over and you just tell the police officer, well, I'm going to see my mother. Well, yeah, I am, but then I was going to the store first. Now you just lied. Well, that's 4 years in prison. It's ridiculous. In Michigan, they
is it illegal to lie to a cop in Michigan?
Yes, it is. Four years in prison.
Wow.
On top of that, if you cohabitate, if a man and a woman cohabitate in a house without being married, it's 1 year in prison. It's on the books. On top of that, they've
I'm willing to bet there's some people breaking the law right now.
Oh, yeah.
Gross indecency laws. For a married woman to have sex with her husband, oral sex is, or anal sex, it's against the law. It's up to life in prison. They've got all kinds of laws on the books, and they are enforcing them. Half the states in the country are forcing.
Right, they enforce them at their leisure, right? Like, most of the time, they don't know about it. But if there's somebody they want to target, then they can absolutely pull these laws out of the books and do what they want with them.
Just like they're doing to Cody Wilson right now, just like they've done to Ross Ulbricht. And the problem is, people need to wake up. We need to wake up, and we need to take control of this government. We're afraid to even talk to these people. It shouldn't be that way. This is the United States of America. It's been going on for over 50 years now. It shouldn't be.
So, AJ, you just indicted the American public, and I'm as frustrated as I could be with them, too, but, you know, that's 300 million people. I can't do anything about the injustices in the legal system. I don't know what to do about it.
Do some things about it. I go out every month to do jury nullification outreach here in Keene, New Hampshire. I've done that for about a decade of my life. I have done also some level of don't take a plea deal outreach, informing people of how to not take a plea and the benefits that can come from not taking a plea, or at least not immediately taking a plea. I've handed out, I don't know how many thousands of those flyers over my last decade. And just recently I got done doing flyering outside the college campus for 3 weeks in a row on party nights, giving them information about how to handle themselves in a police encounter. So you're doing something by talking on the radio.
I understand, Ian.
Yes, sure.
I'm doing something, but the problem is that it's not enough. Go ahead, AJ.
Well, yeah, I agree 100%. We are doing something right now. Every day I'm doing something. I'm contacting officials. I'm calling every radio station that I can call. I'm writing every official, every organization I can call. I'm doing something, and I'm going to keep doing something to my last drop of blood, because I want to make America great again for everybody, not just the elite.
It matters what happens to the little guy as well. And that's why, you know, sometimes, and by the way, thank you for the call tonight, AJ. I appreciate it. That's why, you know, some people will say, well, I'll just leave the United States. Well, okay, wherever you go, there's the government, right? It may not be the United States government, it may be the Mexican government. It may be the, you know, you fill in the blank of wherever government, you know,
but
whatever country you go to.
I agree with you, but the conclusion I've come to is that, right, you're right, you can't go anywhere and not have the state intruding on people.
Yeah.
The conclusion I've come to is people get the government they deserve,
mm-hmm.
and that I can't do anything. I'll be happy to get on the radio and inform you of the immorality of the state.
Yeah.
But if you're just going to act like a judge's word's more important than a jury activism's activist
right.
words, who's handing you a flyer outside the building, and I'm sure that 90-something percent of the people believe the judge is more important than your
I don't know. There's no evidence. You're completely speculating. I can tell you that over 90% of the people who walk by me will take my flyer from me.
That's great.
And they're friendly about it.
Oh, wonderful.
Usually I'll get positive comments if I see them again.
People are friendly to the mentally ill. It doesn't matter.
Okay, Mark. Yeah, that's not the way that they treat me, but you don't know because you're not there. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I'm the one who gets up at 7:20 in the morning to
go out and do that,
and nobody else does, okay? 855-450-FREE. Well, shouldn't say nobody. Every now and then somebody will join me who's like a visitor in Keene or something, and they kind of have fun with it. All right, so more coming up here, 855-450-FREE, and Jazzy Girl comes with me, too. The best activist dog ever. More coming up.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveitpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. You know, your property and your family are precious. You ought to be protecting them with the Blink home security system. They have wireless motion activated HD cameras. They'll ship to you very affordably. In fact, you can get three Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off by using our special URL as a Free Talk Live listener. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL/FTL like Free Talk Live. blinkprotect.com/FTL. Batteries last for up to 2 years. These are just AA batteries, so replacing them when the time does come is not a hard thing to do. You don't have to get some crazy special battery from the company, right? You can go anywhere to get AA's. So you pop the batteries in, put the cameras up, set it all up on your wireless Wi-Fi-enabled device, and that's it. You decide when the cameras are operating as far as when they send you clips of the motion that happens in front of them. So maybe you want them on at nighttime. Maybe you want them on while you're away to work or whatever. It's up to you. And one of the most important aspects here, unlike a lot of home security, there's no contracts with Blink. There's no subscriptions. Blink is actually owned by Amazon now. It didn't used to be, but they bought the company because I think they like the product so much.
Right. And it's a great product.
And Blink now, of course, works with Alexa as well. So for those of you with the Alexa home system or assistant or whatever you call her, blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours at 15% off. As we continue here, we've been talking about Cody Wilson, who was the libertarian hero who is now facing an unfortunate felony charge of so-called sexual assault. And I keep saying that because I'm sorry it's not real sexual assault when it's so-called statutory rape. In other words, basically saying, that, oh, well, this girl was under the age of 17, so therefore she's a child is what the law says, and therefore it's sexual assault. Doesn't matter if she consented, because some people actually believe that a 16-year-old cannot consent to things. There are some people who actually believe that out there. Not a single one of them has called our show tonight, but I guarantee you those people are out there.
Yeah, I can see why you may not want your 16-year-old to engage in sexual activity with a 30-year-old. However, I would say that if your 16-year-old is engaging in sexual activity with a 30-year-old, and you don't want that to happen, you're in all likelihood abdicating your responsibilities as a parent.
To the police, you mean?
Expecting the rest of society to somehow make that up for you. That's my guess. Now, I'm the parent of a 10-year-old. Mm-hmm. I can't say what it's like to be the parent of a 16-year-old. I haven't,
you'll find out.
Haven't been that before.
Yep.
But I have been a 16-year-old, and I can say that there was some level of sexual activity going on, and that if my mother had or father had found out, maybe they didn't know, maybe they did, I don't know. They would
they didn't
not
talk to you about it, though.
Yeah, they would not have said that, they would not have tried to incarcerate the young lady. As a matter of fact, I don't know what the laws were in Florida at the time, and I'm certainly not going to give the young lady's name, but I was, she was 18, I was 16 at the time. So, is it, does she, would life be better right now if she had gone to jail? I don't think
no,
so.
No, not for anybody. Not for anybody. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So I don't know if there's much else to say about details in this particular case. I feel like we've kind of, you know,
yeah, that's it.
Talked about Got what it. We need to talk about here. There is some other controversy that has brewed up today surrounding it, where the Free State Project, which is the sort of one of the migration movements of libertarians to move to New Hampshire, they had announced Cody Wilson as a speaker at their upcoming Liberty Forum event earlier this year, and then all of a sudden dropped him from their website yesterday. Without any kind of notice whatsoever, without any explanation at all.
Well, there's been explanations since then.
There has been.
Yeah.
And I called them out on it on my blog at freekeen.com.
But you also called them out when they were having John McAfee there, and they weren't.
You mean when they had John McAfee invited to the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
That's correct.
Their family festival that used to be a lot of fun for people who weren't in families, and then they've sort of converted into a family, unofficially as a family festival. It hasn't been announced as a family festival, but it's basically become that from the people who've been attending that event in the last couple of years have told me. You mean inviting John McAfee, the guy who, when he was in his 50s, he's now in his 70s, but when he was in his 50s, he had a 16-year-old girlfriend living living with.
And I believe that was legal in Belize.
Wherever it was. Yeah, Belize, I think, might have been where he was at that time. But, you know, that guy, they're going to invite him to the Porcupine Freedom Festival after, you know, 1 year after banning me from the event for having basically the same viewpoint. I had a 16-year-old girlfriend when I was in my 30s. Okay.
Well, so, yeah. She got older, and you continued to have her.
I called him out on that. Yeah, I called him out on that in 2017. I called him out on their hypocrisy with Edward Snowden as well. Before they booted me from their events, I was calling them out on things. And I think that there were some people within the Free State Project who didn't like having their number one promoter also being one of their top critics. Somebody who would actually call them
exactly
on the carpet.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. And so the age of consent thing seemed like a convenient excuse for them to kick me to the curb, as though I was going to stop paying attention to their hypocrisy and stop pointing it out. So
clearly that didn't work.
Yeah. So anyway, I pointed it out here in the Cody Wilson case, and then all of a sudden, a few hours after I posted this article, a tweet showed up on the Free State Project's Twitter that says, quote, Cody Wilson is no longer listed as a speaker for Liberty Forum because of recent legal proceedings make it unclear he will be able to attend. Mr. Wilson was invited to speak about the intersection of the First and Second Amendment and is still welcome to do so. More to come. So I'm glad to hear that the Free State Project has continued to extend an invitation to Cody Wilson, knowing that they will likely face quite a bit of backlash from the people who are quite nasty towards folks like me and Cody, who, again, we don't know if the allegations are true in Cody's case, but presuming the allegations are true and that he actually did have intercourse with a 16-year-old, that, he's basically got the same opinion that I do. And so I'm glad to hear that they're bringing him back into the fold here. The mistake, of course, that they made was not explaining what they did when they did it. They just quietly pulled him down from their website without bothering to put up an explanation at the same time. If you go in and edit your website, you're in there. You can go ahead and type up an explanation of, like, my God, our top keynote speaker, the person who occupied the top left position on the speakers list on the website, my God, he's been arrested. We wish you the best, Cody. We're going to try to get in touch with you, and hopefully you can still make it to the Liberty Forum. But for right now, we're going to have to pull you down as a speaker because we don't know if you're going to be out of a prison cell.
That'd be a great thing to have done.
Yeah, just a quick little statement of why you, poof, disappeared somebody from your website. Now, the fact that it came out a day later, okay, better late than never. Did it have to do with the fact that I put an article out? Maybe. That may have been a factor in why they decided to go ahead and put a statement.
Might be related, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of the latest drama here about that.
I can kind of see why.
There's a long story at freekeen.com.
Oh, yeah. I can see. The drama goes on for years between you and the Free State Project, long before you were you'd quit over being banned.
Well, I don't call it. I mean, it's not really drama when I do it, because ultimately I'm just calling people out on hypocrisy and calling them out on inconsistency. Because if you're a libertarian movement and you purport to be libertarian, then you ought to be libertarian on all the issues. And they're very libertarian on drug policy. They got Lynn Ulbricht coming to speak again about Ross Ulbricht and the Silk Road and that status, which is great. They're very libertarian on gun rights and the right to self-defense. What about the right to deal with your body, which, please? Apparently not so libertarian on that. We're coming up here in moments, 855, 450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit vercelmedia.com. vercelmedia.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News.
Christine Blasey Ford will testify before a Senate Judiciary panel on Capitol Hill. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
She's requested to give her testimony on Thursday. Dr. Ford's sister-in-law, Sandra Ford Mindler, speaking to ABC News, praises Dr. Ford for coming forward.
That was really brave of her.
And she does know how important this issue is at this time in this country. And she's being really brave, and I'm really proud of her.
Blasey Ford met with the FBI Friday about the death threat she says she's received. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Congressman Keith Ellison pushed back against allegations of domestic abuse, saying the accuser fabricated the story about him. The Minnesota Democrat also dismissed a medical record that named him as the abuser, but said he can't be sure more people won't, quote, cook up, unquote, allegations against him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. Since we've been talking about sex here and there throughout the show tonight, I've got a story about sex robots. Sex brothel robots. And we'll get into that. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, I do want to make sure you know about the Texas Bitcoin Conference, which is, we were actually hoping to meet up with Cody Wilson. I believe you secured a ticket for him, as a matter of fact.
I sent him an email.
Did you hear back from him, or was that like that was like right before this news broke?
2 days before this news broke, I sent him an email offering him one of our tickets. We've gotten several of them for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. That tends to happen when you're a media sponsor.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're delighted to go. It's going to be really awesome. But I didn't get a response, and then like I heard about what happened to him, and I'm sad.
Yeah, it's awful news. And again, if you want more on Cody Wilson, then grab our Friday and Wednesday shows. We spent a lot of time on it there. You can always do that over at freetalklive.com, or just head over to freekeen.com, where I wrote up a long piece about it, about the some of the controversy surrounding it today. Also, again, Texas Bitcoin Conference is happening October 27th and 28th, so it's coming up fast. We're talking about 5 weeks, basically, from now. The Texas Bitcoin Conference is an excellent event. Mark, you and I have had the pleasure of attending all 4 years in a row.
That's true.
And we've watched it kind of change and go to different locations. Every year they're in a different location, which is kind of interesting. You don't ever get familiar with the territory. But you get familiar with the people, and you're going to see some of the same old great faces like Paul Snow from Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin. This one I don't know, though. Professor John M. Griffin. Do you know who that one is, Mark? That speaker?
Yeah. Yes, he's a finance guy. Yeah.
There's going to be all kinds of brilliant finance, cryptocurrency people that are going to be all over the Texas Bitcoin Conference. So if you're going to be in the region, Come on out. You're going to want to see this. TexasBitcoinConference.com. You can go get your tickets there now, and you will see us there because we'll be there broadcasting our show from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Again, October 27th and 28th. They're moving it into one of those hotel conference centers, I think, this time, so it'll be nice because the hotel will be right there on site. Last year it wasn't on site, so you had to kind of truck into the
location. They've had some really great venues, and I hope this one's as good.
TexasBitcoinConference.com. We will hope to see you there. So here's the story. Speaking of Texas, another story out of Texas. This one coming from Houston's KTRK, where it seems the days of the blow-up dolls are a thing of the past. Were there ever blow-up dolls days?
The days of blow-up dolls? Yeah. I would not know.
Now, more realistic robots are stepping in. Steve Shellis, the lawyer, says, quote, as disgusting as some people may find it, I think under the law, it's legal. What's he referring to? Well, he's talking about a man whose company, currently based in Toronto, has told media outlets there's a big market for his sex robots. And he's planning to bring...
He's probably right.
Planning to bring his robot brothel to the Bayou City. Quote, as we sit here today, for those types of products being sold, used, or rented is legal, the attorney said. He said there's a statute in Texas Penal Code that would make his business or this business illegal, but that law banning those types of businesses was ruled unconstitutional 10 years ago. So Shellis said, quote, as of right now, the behavior that's listed in the statute is constitutional. It's permissible. So, yes, he can come here and set up shop. Not so fast, though.
We've got to change the law very quickly.
One local organization who's caught wind of the plans is quickly trying to press the brakes. There's already a petition circulating online. Micah Gamboa with Elijah Rising says, we were absolutely horrified. Leaders of Elijah Rising have been cracking down on human trafficking and feel, get this, that this type of robot brothel will only set them back. Now, can you explain to me, and I know, Mark, you're not a member of Elijah Rising.
Nope.
And there's probably nobody listening who's a member of Elijah Rising. But if you agree with this perspective, that robot brothels are going to set back the efforts of people who are trying to stop human trafficking, can somebody explain to me how they come up with that one?
The idea is that if the sexual perversion is fed, that it will only grow and foster. I would actually take the counterpoint. I would say that people who don't get sexual attention from the opposite sex, and I don't know if that includes robots. I can't. You know, there's no science. I can't speak to that. But there is. I have heard even from psychiatrists that, well, although there isn't a really good study that they can say that incidences of mental health, the claim was, unscientifically, incidences of mental health are higher where prostitution is illegal.
It's interesting. And certainly, I mean, we've all known people who change their behavior once they get laid, right? It's like, oh, yeah, so-and-so got laid. You know, you can tell sometimes.
I think perversion happens, right? Like, I believe in perversion. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody should be locked up for it, but I believe in it. And I think that perversion happens when you stay in your head as opposed to acting out in the real world. You find yourself a good woman in this world, and she's not going to let you do a whole bunch of weird, perverted things. But that's my theory anyway.
I'm sure there's some people out there that would tell you, you know, there's kink websites
whatever.
Or whatever, right?
I don't care
like people
about
are into
things.
All kinds of
those people
things.
Can do whatever they want.
And I'm sure they're
care.
Good people too, Mark. Those,
whatever.
Those folks.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's a good person, Ian.
Where
there's no bad people,
from.
Right?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I just said I wouldn't say that the people on the various kink websites are bad people because they do weird things sexually.
I don't know what the kinky people do. I said I believe in perversion.
Ask Daryl.
I don't know what that is either.
Daryl's our co-host.
Yes, he is.
He hosts with us.
I said I believe in perversion.
Yeah.
That is you equated that with kink in your mind, and that's fine.
Okay. I was just perversion to me or oh God, what's the word I'm looking for here? It starts with a D, but I'm spacing on what it is right now. But anyway, deviance.
Okay.
Those terms seem to be things that come about as a result of some level of sexual oppression. I think it's a way that people manifest their sexual repression in more unusual sexual interests. It seems that way to me. But then again, that may not be true for everybody. Because you always wonder, like, how do people get into whatever it is that they're into? You know, if you're into feet, if you're into whips and chains, if you're into, you know, fill in the blank, diapers. There's a lot of weird stuff out there. Some, you know, more common, I imagine, than others. I was actually on, I mentioned the dating websites earlier. There was some woman who commented that she gets a surprising amount of inquiries from men who are into diapers, apparently.
So. Yuck.
It's bizarre. But if you want to comment on any of that, you're certainly welcome to. But now we're talking about sex robots, which, you know, the sex robot doesn't care if you put a diaper on it or observe their feet or whatever. So you would think that this is actually not going to have any effect whatsoever on people who would get involved in sex trafficking, which is what this group here, Elijah Rising, is saying they're concerned with. They say further, quote, "Our biggest concern is that this sex brothel with robots is going to train men to become rapists."
I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, I can't even believe I'm reading this on ABC13.com. I mean, it sounds like something that's a satire piece, but there are actually people who believe this. And how you would take, you know, the belief that somebody wants to have sex with a robot to extend that to the idea that that will turn them into an actual rapist of a human being is just beyond a belief.
Yeah, I regardless what these lunatics think, I'm curious as to how you could outlaw a place that has sex robots. I don't even know.
That's an interesting question.
There's not a zoning category for this.
They'll make one. They'll make a zoning category for it, but you're talking about outlawing it completely, right? You're talking about...
I'm just talking about a zoning category at this point.
Well, zoning category is a way to push it to the industrial sector and, you know, get them out of neighborhoods or whatever.
I'm not sure that there's... But, I mean, but this, this doesn't fit into any current definition, so you should be able to open this up anywhere.
Well, I mean, it would be likely under whatever sexual business regulations they have.
It'd be commercial.
Probably, yeah. Probably. I mean, I don't support zoning, just to be clear, but I'm just kind of trying to, you know, imagine where they would put this. They would likely put it in wherever it is they've got the lingerie parlors, where they got the strip clubs, whatever adult entertainment section. Because ultimately, you know, presumably there would be rooms into which the people who want to hire the robot would take the robot or go into, and then they find the robot. Then they have some amount of time to do whatever it is they want to do with the robot. I don't know how much these robots are capable of these days, but I imagine that list will increase over time.
If it's just heavy petting now, it'll get more. It'll get to be more.
Yeah, so if you want to comment here, there's another ridiculous statement here. I mean, the ridiculous statements from Elijah Rising continue to increase, and we'll share the next one with you here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free as we continue. We're doing the live Saturday edition of the show. And as always, you can join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're having uncomfortable conversations tonight because we talked about things like age of consent. And now talking about sex robots and some of the absolutely ludicrous things being said against a proposed business that may be coming to Houston, Texas. And apparently it already exists, or at the very least the manufacturer exists, in Canada, in Toronto. And they're planning on opening up a store or brothel or whatever you call a place where you pay to have sex with a robot. So normally,
is it just a test drive? I mean, you know.
Yeah, can you take it home if you like it at the end of the night? I don't know. Good question. I imagine they'd be happy to sell you their floor model.
I imagine they would.
So that's what we're talking about here. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us at 855-450-FREE. And these, you know, do bring up larger questions. And we haven't really scratched the surface of the bigger questions here, which is to say, you know, if indeed people start using robots for sex, what will that do to relationships?
I don't know. It's going to be very bizarre. It's going to be a bizarre world.
Because we
already have a generation that's just not that interested in getting out of their parents' house, not that interested in getting married.
Or getting off their phone.
Comparatively, I'm not saying that they're not interested, just not that.
The numbers are noticeably different.
Noticeably different than previous generations, right? I would think that
they're having sex less often as teenagers.
Yeah, so I hear.
They don't hang out as often.
Yeah. And
when they hang out, it's online. Not the same.
Supposedly, in these dating apps, the women are far more forward than they would have been in my time. So, I don't know.
So, we're sharing with you a story here from a Houston television station, ABC 13 KTRK, where they've interviewed some busybody named Micah Gamboa with an organization called Elijah Rising. And I have not looked yet to see what their website is like, but I bet you If they have one, I bet you it's pretty entertaining. Because
he cares deeply about what you're doing with robots.
Just the three quotes, we've only read two of the three quotes here. One of them is that this Elijah Rising group believes somehow that they're concerned with human trafficking, and that's a legitimate thing to be concerned with.
Yes, let's be concerned with that. Very much
that's
so.
That's slavery. That's human sex slavery, and that needs to stop, no doubt about it. But they actually feel that the robot brothel is somehow going to set back efforts to stop human trafficking. Further, saying, quote, their biggest concern, is that the sex brothel is going to train men to become rapists. Huh?
Yeah. This is just one more of the symptoms out there that scorns male sexuality. Okay? Mm-hmm. So in this world, it is brave. It's stunning. It is bold for a woman to be sexually expressive.
Yeah.
It is any male sexual expression is despicable. And I get it. I mean, like, I don't think it's that great semen either. But ultimately, you got to let adults do whatever adults are going to do. It's free. You are free to choose to give somebody money, and you're free to have sex with somebody. You should be free to have sex with somebody for money, let alone all this other stuff. Now, if you're talking about trafficking of underage people against their will, slavery, these kinds of things, I'm with you completely. But tell me how, segmenting the sex work market and bringing it onto non-consensual inanimate objects is somehow going to increase the demand for underage sex. My belief.
No. They didn't say anything about underage sex. That's the next quote.
Well, the underage sex is.
The quote was about men becoming rapists. This particular quote. And I'm sorry. Look, I don't know what it's like to be a rapist, but I suspect what I've heard is, for a lot of them, it's about the control.
I have heard that myself.
You know, yes. It's about using force against somebody and getting their way and all of that. A robot, it's completely under your control. It's not the same situation at all. The robot, I guess you could program it to fight back. You could probably have,
if a robot decides
scenario
to fight back, you're going to get a broken neck.
You could probably have, well, that would go against the laws of robotics. But let's go to Richard. He's in Aberdeen, Washington. Richard, you're listening to KBKW out there. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You guys have been talking about this. It's kind of ironic because I saw this a few years ago on television.
What's that?
They have these dolls, these human-like women that look real, the touch is even real. And they start out at $5,000.
Yeah, I don't know what the pricing is, but I'll bet that they've come down. I bet there's competition in the marketplace.
Yeah, I'm sure. But they look terrific.
So wait a minute. All right, are you telling me that you'd buy one of these things?
No, I wouldn't. No, I don't have $5,000 on it.
Oh wait. So if you did have $5,000, if you had $50,000, would you buy one?
No, if I won the lottery, I wouldn't even buy one.
Okay.
I'd have to ask my wife where I could keep it.
Do you keep it in the closet?
I wonder how many people would admit to it, though. Like, of the people if you were actually interested in this thing, and I asked you if you were interested, you might not tell me you were interested, because your neighbors might be listening to you. So I wonder.
Exactly. Yeah. I've got a friend who's an ex-iron worker. Uh-huh. I think he would do it, and I think he would ask his wife if he could keep it in the closet, to be honest with you.
Richard, I thank you for the call. Any other comment you want to share tonight, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Hey, thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Richard, out there in Aberdeen, listening to KBKW, great station airing us for a long time on the West Coast.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make a real quick overview on this, but I...
On what?
On what the pricing of these real sex dolls are.
Okay,
I don't know.
That's one of the brands I've heard. Yeah, Real Doll.
Yeah, there's some kind of guarantee
they
ain't quality.
Cheap.
Yeah,
they're definitely not cheap. The toll-free number tonight, but I don't know if that's what we're talking about. The story here, it actually is not a very good story. It's just the reason I picked it was because it's got ridiculous quotes from this Elijah Rising group, and I thought that was, the most interesting part. But it doesn't really tell you about, what are these robots? Are they different from just a doll? does the robot, you know, when you think robot, you think a thing that has the ability to animate, you know, the ability to move on its own. When you think a doll, you don't think that. You just think a thing that just lays there. You can maybe pose the doll. So what makes the robot different from one of these dolls? This story doesn't have that. In fact, it's such a bad piece. I don't even think they mention. Yeah, they don't. They don't even mention the name of the company. So it just talks generally about this guy who's got a company in Toronto that's moving to Houston.
I don't care whether the story is true or not. For me, what the concept is that it, look, ladies and gentlemen, if the currently exists the technology to make some kind of nearly animate male and female device with which people will want to copulate. I think that's clear.
It's coming, for sure.
And if people want it, it will now be available soon in your town. My guess, I am not a lawyer. I have not read the laws in your town. My guess is that it's probably not illegal to have this.
They're going
to
change that. In the, you know, southern conservative Bible Belt towns or whatever, they are going to run these people out of town.
I am from the south, and as are you. We're from the same general geographic area.
We're from Sarasota, Florida, which some people say
you're
isn't
from
the
Sarasota.
Real south.
I'm from Braden.
All right, fine. Yeah, you are from east of the interstate, so yeah, you qualify.
Yeah, and all up and down Sarasota's famous North Trail, you've got basically brothels,
prostitutes. Yeah.
Well, not just the prostitutes walking up and down.
Yeah.
You've got basically brothels, these intimate massage parlors, bathhouses, all kinds of things.
You're not saying the people are turning tricks at the Baihai Hut, are you?
Absolutely not.
Okay. That's where the jingle's from, by the way. People have no
idea. Baihai Hut's been redone, by the way. It is, it's
still there?
It's much cooler than it was.
I've actually never been in there. We're totally off topic here because nobody else knows what the buy. If you've been in Sarasota for any amount of time, you know, but because you've heard the ads.
Yep.
But toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. Let's bring Larry in here in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Larry.
How you doing now?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, you talk about prostitution. That's one of the old cliche. There must be prostitution because...
Of course.
Now with the Me Too movement, you don't dare go out and try to get a date from a woman or ask her any questions about anything. The first thing you do is when you get some money that you want to sacrifice in that way, right? You run and try to find you a prostitute and cut a deal with
her. I think, Larry, hang on. I'll bring you back here in a moment because we can continue the discussion. I think you're making an interesting point, and that is with all the dark clouds of legal troubles that seem to hang over relationships these days, can you blame somebody for saying, you know what? There's a doll over there. Why would I want to deal with all the risk of a court case
right,
and
for $1,500?
Yeah, more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.